Well, we hope and pray you're having a good day. It's an honor and a joy to be able to bring the Old Testament readings to you in the lectionary today. We're going to be focusing on Deuteronomy, but before we get into the lectionary reading for Deuteronomy, I wanted to give you a little insight about the book of Deuteronomy. In summary, the Israelites are camped at the edge of the Promised Land before they enter. And then Moses gets a final opportunity to remind them of what God has done for them in the past and to prepare them for living faithful lives in the future. Those who apply Moses' words will be better prepared to live consistently and faithfully for God. Now, Moses is certainly not Jesus, but he's a type of Jesus that is all revealed through the Old Testament. Moses now speaking to the younger generation. Would they listen to him, or would they rather be like them who ignore his advice and miss out on all of God's gifts and graces that he wanted to give to them? Moses telling them the choice is theirs. It was the eve of the most important day of their lives. What would they do? What would you do? I challenge you to read the book of Deuteronomy and let Moses be one of your wise counselors as you read Deuteronomy. Perhaps this is truly on the eve of the most important day of your life, faith for today. Or perhaps you are simply facing a new challenge or a new direction in life, and I challenge you again, read the book of Deuteronomy in your own devotional life and find out how God prepared you to face these challenges that you might encounter. I want to give you a little insight in chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. Now, this isn't the lectionary reading for today in the lectionary. We'll get to that in a minute. But I wanted to share this with you because I think it's important. In chapter 4, New Living Translation said, "Hear, O Israel." This is what they call the Shema. And the word Shema means hear. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God and the Lord alone. And you must love the Lord God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I am giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when they are at home or when you are away or on a journey. And when you're laying down and when you're getting up again. Tie them to your hands as a reminder and wear them on your forehead. Write them on the doorposts of your house or on your gates." That's what we call a mezuzah. We, Judy and I, have a mezuzah in our home, and it's really indicating it's full of scriptures on the inside of the little thing that you put on your doorpost, and you are blessed when you're going in and blessed when you're going out. But our lectionary reading today is out of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 34, 1 through 12. And the subtitle of this reading is The Death of Moses. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. "Then Moses went to Mount Nebo from the plains of Moab and climbed Pisgah Peak, which is across from Jericho. And the Lord showed him the whole land from Gilead as far as Dan. All the land of Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah extending to the Mediterranean Sea, the Negev, the Jordan Valley, with Jericho, the city of palms, as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to Moses, 'This is the land I promised on an oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I told them that I would give it to their descendants. And I have now allowed you to see it, but you will not enter the land.' So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, just as the Lord had said. He was buried in a valley near Beth Peor in Moab, but to this day no one knows the exact place. Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyesight was clear, and he was as strong as ever. The people of Israel mourned 30 days for Moses on the plains of Moab, until their customary period of mourning was over. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid hands on him. So the people of Israel obeyed him and did everything just as the Lord had commanded Moses. There has never been another prophet like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. The Lord sent Moses to perform all the miraculous signs and wonders in the land of Egypt and against Pharaoh. and all of his servants in the entire land. And it was through Moses that the Lord demonstrated his mighty power and terrifying acts in the sight of Israel. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of part of Deuteronomy in chapter 34. And again, I challenge you to, in your own personal devotions, you'll find the book of Deuteronomy to be a real blessing. I hope and pray you're having a wonderful day. God bless.